This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. One of the greatest biologists and naturalists of the past century has died. E.O. Wilson was 92 years old. He passed away yesterday in Burlington. Edward Osborne Wilson was considered Darwin's successor. He unearthed hundreds of new species and helped popularize once obscure terms such as biodiversity. But his life's passion and muse was the ant. He kept his own personal colony of ants in a glass and plastic box in his office at Harvard. He studied their work duties and their social standing. Just last month, E.O. Wilson gave an interview to Christopher Lydon, host of Open Source on WBUR. Wilson recounted the experiment he once conducted with a nest full of tiny fire ants on his desk. He wanted to know how they communicated, so he did an experiment using a large magnifying glass to peer at some of the ants' innards.
I took these ants, they're just like a grain of salt, and I could tease apart the abdomen of a fire ant and then remove different glands from the rear abdomen. And this was an exciting moment. I came to a little gland, finally teased it loose, took the contents of it, making an artificial trail away from the nest. And the ant nest exploded. They came pouring out. That was it.
He said it was thrilling to decipher how to communicate with the ants. E.O. Wilson's mastery extended to evolution and extinction. He sounded the alarm about our rapid-fire loss of species. Christopher Lydon asked him about his fellow scientists who believe that the Earth and its inhabitants cannot sustain another century of climate change. Wilson didn't buy it.
I don't believe that for a moment. Insofar as humanity is the cause of climate change, what people created, once they understand what's happening, people can stop and reverse.
But when the species are gone, they're gone.
So the question is, what species matter? I mean, what combination of species gone extinct provide a runaway self-intensifying episode of an extinction, which turns into mass extinction? And we haven't seen that. What we've seen is just a blind exploitation of our resources and a careless allowing of a number of key species to go extinct. But so far, I don't think we've set ourselves on an irreversible pathway toward destruction.
That's E.O. Wilson speaking to WBUR's Christopher Lydon last month. Wilson's autobiography is called Naturalist. He died yesterday at the age of 92.